The idea is to prevent Kansas school districts from suing the state to increase funding for public education. A House committee passed a constitutional amendment to the floor, but legislative leaders say the chamber won't vote on it this week. Some moderate Republicans who oppose it say there simply aren't enough votes. But an alliance of businesses and others who support the amendment press on. Here's their lobbyist, John Donnelly.
A positive vote in the House and the Senate is very possible, and a positive vote by the people is very possible as well.
Amending the Constitution takes a two-thirds majority of the House and Senate, followed by a public referendum. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.